Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now, shop.asmia1.com, to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line. You can also find some sales goalkeeper products on our website. Use code SOS for a 10% discount of all products. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular offers and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Season of Sports with me, Asmir Begovic. Joining me once again is my amazing producer, Joe Ovenall. Joe, how are you? Welcome back.
Thanks, Asmir. Yeah, great, thank you. And yourself?
Very good, thank you. We're recording on a Sunday morning. I had a tough game against Southampton yesterday. Local derby, 0-0. So we'll take the point and move on to next week. But really excited for this episode. It's the opening week of the NBA season, so what better time for us to... discuss the NBA. We've got Harris Mercogna joining us from Sarajevo, from N1 Television, to give us his thoughts on the new season ahead and what's going on. And then, of course, as always, we'll finish off with the huddle. But before we get into that, let's get through a few recent topics in the world of sport. Now, I think we should start with the UFC. Conor McGregor lost to Khabib Nurmagomedov. I still can't say his last name. I don't know about you, but I swear, I just call him Habib.
I've been practicing it all morning. It's, ready? Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov, okay. So, obviously, he beat Conor by submission. And then, most interestingly after, is the brawl that broke out. And after that, they've both been temporarily suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So we'll see what the full investigation brings. But that was a crazy night. It's what the UFC is all about. They love a show. So I'm sure they won't be too disappointed with the media attention that they received from there. Next thing I want to move on to is the NFL games in London. So we've had the first game last week, Seattle Seahawks beating the Oakland Raiders, which was actually moved from Tottenham's new stadium due to the delay of that completion to Wembley. Today we have the Titans and the Chargers at Wembley. And the next week, which actually I'm going to be at that game, we've got the Eagles against the Jaguars. So I'm excited to see that game. It's always a great experience. The NFL do an amazing job putting these games on in London. So it's always a fun day, and I make sure I at least catch one of the games every year. So moving on to Lewis Hamilton. He is about to clinch the F1 championship once again. He starts from pole position in the American Grand Prix. He's obviously got a very, very healthy lead over Sebastian Vettel. So he needs to score eight or more points than Vettel, and he will become champion, I believe. So that would be amazing for Lewis Hamilton. Would cement his place as one of the greatest F1 drivers ever, really. So fingers crossed for him, see what happens there. I'm very excited to see how that race works out. So now it's time for us to move into our NBA talk with Harris Mercogna. The start of the NBA season happening this week. It's a great time for us to get into some NBA basketball talk. And joining me is a great friend of mine from Sarajevo, Harris Mercogna from N1 Television. You can follow him on Twitter and Harris Mercogna N1. Make sure you get some great insights. So Harris, welcome to the Season of Sports. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, man. I mean, I know I'm here to talk about the NBA, but once again, I wanted to congratulate you guys and you personally and all the rest of the Cherries on a great start of the season so far in the Premier League.
Well, listen, I appreciate that. It's been a good start so far for us. Hopefully we can keep it going. So no rest for the wicked, as you know. Big game next week against Fulham, and we'll take it from there. But let's get into some NBA talk. I know you're a huge NBA follower and fan, so it's great for me to bounce some storylines off you. And I think there's no other place to start than with the Lake Show being back in LA and LeBron James going there. As we speak, they're 0-2. They've played the Portland Trail Blazers away from home. Lost, which is no shame in that. They played the Houston Rockets last night at home, they lost there. But interesting enough, a huge brawl broke out between Rajon Rondo, Brandon Ingram, and the likes of Chris Paul. So It's an interesting team, the Lakers. I don't know what to make of them. I think LeBron's going to have to play unbelievably well just for them to get into the playoffs and take it from there. What do you think of the Lakers? How do you see their season holding out?
Yeah, you know what? If you see the Lakers roster, you see that they have a bunch of young players that need playing experience and that need to gel with LeBron because, of course, he's, as the leader of the team, they have to follow basically what he wants to do, as he's done in Cleveland and in Miami before that. You also have, if you look at the names, you have some players that have had controversial past. Players like Rondo, players like JaVale McGee, players like, I mean, Lance Stevenson, those are guys that can lose their nerves a little bit in a hurry. And we saw some of that last night. As far as I know, Rondo came up to Chris Paul and basically spit in his face. Paul retaliated, and then this whole brawl started. Of course, nobody wants to see that, and especially so early in the season. But the Lakers have a tremendous upside if we're talking basketball quality. And we have to see, I mean, it's early, it's been two games of the regular season, and we now have to see how they progress and how they mature during the season. If they do well, I think they're ready for a playoff spot, not a high one, maybe a 7 or an 8 seed, in my opinion. The Houston Rockets, on the other hand, have nowhere to go but down because they have an older team. They have to win. They have to win now. There's no upside. There's no upside because they don't have as much talented young players that can develop over the course of the season and get some experience by playing some matches. The addition of Carmelo Anthony, I think, has hurt them a little bit, especially on the defensive side of the court, where you lost two great defensive players and in the roster an offensive player that is not at the peak of his career, let's say like that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with your take on this because I think the Lakers are not they're not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. This is obviously a long-term thing that LeBron seems to have gotten himself into. There's a lot of young players. Brandon Ingram has a huge upside, likes Alonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, the guys that he can grow with and hopefully take the load off him in the coming years. But make no mistake about it, next summer, the Lakers will have to get a max player, get someone to partner up with LeBron to try and put this team into championship contention. And that's just the way it is. We'll see how the first couple of months work out, how these guys, you know, gel, how the team dynamic works, and we'll see what happens. But staying in the West, how do you see the rest of the conference? Is there anyone that you really like? Is there anyone you see as a dark horse? I mean, the one team that maybe people don't pay a lot of attention to, it's quite a small market team, but it's the Utah Jazz. I think, like,
yeah, Utah has done great even last season, I think, and they could do well this season as well. But the team that I really like, again, it's only been two games, one game. I don't know how many they've played, but the New Orleans Pelicans. I like their style a lot this year, even if they lost DeMarcus Cousins to the Golden State Warriors. And I think Anthony Davis is going to have a hell of a season, and he's going to try to go for the MVP of the regular season. They are a lock as well to me to the for the playoffs. Mid-pack, maybe 4 or 5 seed, if they can manage to stay healthy. And Anthony Davis, to me, is the second or third best player in the NBA at this moment. And I think that by Cousins going away to Golden State, he will want to make a statement that he really is one of the best players, and he's also going for free agency, I think, this year or next year. So So he's going to want to really put in work and show what he's made of if he wants to go away to some team. Talking about the Lakers and them signing a max player, I don't think it's going to be Kevin Durant, because the rumors around the league has it that Durant wants to leave the Warriors this year, at the end of this year, and maybe go join LeBron James in L.A. I don't think it's going to happen, because Kevin Durant is a competitor and he wants to show everyone that he's not only the second best player in the NBA, but the best player in the NBA. Because if you look at it, I mean, from certain perspectives, LeBron James is showing signs that he's slowing down a little bit. He's not doing as much defensively. He's pacing himself. The regular season doesn't matter to him, but I think it's because he also feels that his body is maybe not as it used to be, and he can turn it up whenever he wants to, but he can't go 100 miles an hour all of the time anymore. So I think that maybe, I don't know, possible return Kyrie Irving with LeBron James, although I doubt it. Maybe Paul George, maybe some other star in L.A., and then they'll be ready to compete for a championship. But I digress. I'm sorry. The team that I really like in the West that I can see as a dark horse is the New Orleans Pelicans for now.
Yeah. No, I like your point on them. I think they've really established themselves a really solid Western Conference team. And obviously, like you said, the main key is the health. Anthony Davis, if he can stay healthy for the majority of the season, it's going to give them a heck of a chance. But one thing to keep an eye on, as you mentioned, a marquee player, is the fact that Anthony Davis has joined Clutch Sports, which is an agency run by Rich Paul and LeBron James. So you never know if this is something that they have done before, because don't get me wrong, KCP, obviously from the Lakers, was signed through Clutch Sports a year ago, and I think that was maybe a little sweetener for LeBron James. So all these kind of things play a role, but we'll see what happens. Another team, before I move on to the Eastern Conference, is the Denver Nuggets to keep an eye on. Jamal Murray is ready to become a superstar. And I think someone like Gary Harris is a great player, Paul Millsap. So I think they, and obviously Nikola Jokic. So I think they have a really good balance in that team.
Yeah, no
someone
question.
Make some
no
noise.
Question. Yeah. They have a really nice team but you know, you always need something extra. You need like not only superstar potential, but you also need the experience of many years in the NBA and learn how to win with certain within a certain system, you know. And I think that there's only a handful of teams this year that are able to do it in the West as well as in the East.
Yeah, and I need to show some love to my Phoenix Suns. Things are starting to slowly look up, even though the mess with the general manager Ryan McDonough getting fired 7 days before the start of the season, which is quite unusual. The team is looking good. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, the additions of Trevor Ariza, Jamal Crawford, Ryan Anderson have this team looking up finally after a few years. So us Suns fans were pleased. Seems like the team's heading in the right direction, and I don't think challenging for an eighth spot in the West, but at least being a lot more competitive than we have been in the last few years. So Harris Mirkonia joining me here on the Season of Sports to talk some NBA. He's from N1 Television in Sarajevo. Follow him on Twitter at Harris Mirkonia N1. Now moving on to the East, Harris. I think this is obviously a little bit more clear. I think you have the two or three top teams in that division. You have the Boston Celtics, the Toronto Raptors, and the Philadelphia 76ers really competing for the crown in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors look very, very impressive to start the season, I have to say. The addition of Kawhi Leonard, if he stays healthy, he seems to be a huge pickup and addition for them. So I will probably put the Raptors and the Celtics up there as the two favorites. For me, I think Boston are the most complete team, maybe arguably in the NBA, because I think they can go 10 deep in that team. And in any sort of series, they can cause a lot of teams problems when the playoffs come around. So I'll put Boston at one, and the rest will come after that. How do you see the Eastern Conference? Who are your favorites? And any dark horses in the East, who you like?
Yeah, no question. I believe that Boston, as you said, has the greatest chance to come out of the Eastern Conference, and I also agree that Toronto and Philadelphia are a threat as well. But I don't think that that Philadelphia has what it takes yet to beat the second best, one of the top five players in the NBA right now in Kawhi Leonard, and a Boston team that looks really impressive, and as you said, that is deep. And if we want to talk about the finals, I think it's going to be a matchup between Boston and the Golden State Warriors, because the Golden State Warriors have now five All-Stars. They're waiting for Cousins to come back, and if he's like half of his capabilities, the Warriors should come out of the West. But they also have this added pressure, I believe, that with five All-Stars, if they don't do it, they're going to fall apart, because they're already in a situation where the franchise is having to pay a huge luxury tax, and next year is going to be even bigger. So I don't know if the Warriors and the Celtics are not playing the finals, I will be very, very surprised.
Yeah, no, I really like your opinion. I think if that's the finals, it has the capabilities of going seven games, because Boston is an incredibly strong team. The one team I do like, and I'm quite interested to see how they work out with the new coach, is the Milwaukee Bucks, whether they can take this a step into the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference. You know, they have the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and now Mike Budenholzer, a very well-respected coach, joining the ranks there. So I want to see if they can take that next step to be considered one of the favorites in the East, and whether they can make that difference. But, you know, the only time will tell, and we'll see how it works out. But before I let you go, I want to talk about a couple of our countrymen over there in the NBA. We have Yusuf Nurkic with the Portland Trailblazers, and obviously now Jenan Musa with the Brooklyn Nets. How do you see the season for them? Obviously, Yusuf is a little bit more established in the NBA. He's on a great team in Portland. I think they're gonna have a lot of success this year. And you know, Jenan is someone who's going to have to develop now. He's on the Brooklyn Nets. I like the team. I like Sean Marks, the GM, Atkinson, their coach. So he's in a good spot to develop. Physically, I think he needs a bit more time before he can really start producing in the NBA. But he's a huge talent nonetheless. What do you think about our two fellow Bosnians in the NBA?
Yeah, I agree totally with you about Jenan Musa. I think he's going to have to wait a little bit and develop physically to be ready to produce in the NBA, as you said. And I don't think he's going to have some major playing time this year. But if he keeps his head down and continues working, everything should fall into place. He's like following in the footsteps of Mirza Teletovic, who's also been in the NBA, another countryman, a Bosnian guy that has just been named the president of the basketball federation for the national team here in Bosnia and Herzegovina for health troubles. He's had to like abandon basketball for a couple of for a certain time, which is going to be, I think, definitely because blood clots. He has the same situation that happened to Chris Bosh a couple of years ago. Chris Bosh had to retire, and like Mirza is like so proud that he doesn't want to say that he's actually retiring. He said, I'm going to have to take a break. But Jenan Musa is following in his footsteps. I think that the two of them are having like conversations on how to get better. And with this kind of support, Jenan Musa in a year or maybe a couple of years is going to get a chance in the NBA. As far as Yusuf Nurkic goes, yeah, I agree that he's had some success, but the West is even more loaded now than it has been ever before. And like Nurkic, there's no easy games for him, like in the Western Conference this year. He's done really well in this first game against the Lakers, but he's also shown that he also needs to needs to put in work to develop even more, because in certain phases of the game against the Lakers, he had some trouble with a guy that is as big as JaVale McGee. So if he continues to work on his defense and on his development, he's going to be a huge factor for an even bigger factor for the Portland Trailblazers. And all the country, like here in Bosnia, is following what's going on with the Bosnian NBA players. We support them anytime we can. I know that I'm not sleeping like when they're playing because of course for the time because of the time difference we have the games really really late at night. So it's exciting to see what they can do and if they're going to be successful this year.
Absolutely exciting times ahead. Well, this was a lot of fun, Harris. I've had a blast. I'm a huge NBA fan, just like you. So anytime I get to talk NBA here in the Season Sports, I have a lot of fun. So really, I want to thank you for joining me here. Really enjoyed the show. Enjoy the season ahead. And we hope to have you on again very, very soon. Well, we had a great chat with Harris. Really appreciate his thoughts and opinions on the NBA season ahead. But it's now time for the huddle. As always, thanks a lot for your questions. And over to you, Joe.
Okay, so I've got three questions for you today. The first one is coming from John Garrick on Twitter. And he said, don't give him all your secrets, but he said, how do Fulham shut out Bournemouth next weekend?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question. I hope they don't. I hope they don't. It's going to be a tough game for us. Always away from home, Fulham, a very, very good attacking side as well. So it's going to be a tough game for us. You know, hopefully we can be at our best, pose different threats, and hoping there won't be a shutout. So I won't give away any secrets just yet.
That's what I like to see. Play your cards close to your chest. Second question comes from Mike on Twitter, and he said, as Hamilton is about to clinch the F1 title, do you think he's the greatest British sports person currently still competing?
Oof. That's a tough question, man. Yes, I think you can argue that he is. It's certainly up in the top two or three. I mean, who can you think of, Joe? I mean, I'm thinking of the likes of Andy Murray.
So that's
still competing. I think obviously he's had his health issues over the last little while. So I don't know. I mean, Harry Kane, but he's obviously not had a history that Lewis Hamilton. So I guess we could put Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
So I guess, Lewis would be on top of that pile. What do you think?
I think so. And not a huge F1 follower, but I definitely agree. There's no way you can kind of put anybody up there as high as him in terms of what he's won. So yeah, for me, he's the winner.
Yeah, it's a good question though.
Yeah, great question. And the last question comes from Sarah on Twitter, and she says, "I know it's early days, but who do you think will be MVP in the NBA this season?"
Well, my NBA MVP favorite is LeBron James. I think he will. I just think it's sort of a one-man show in LA because Golden State, I'm not one. You know, none of those guys will win it just because they're too many superstars, so you can't really give it to one of them. I think that Boston's similar. I think they're more of a team than any individual. They're probably the best team in the East, obviously the Celtics. The only other ones I would throw in the mix is Giannis Antetokounmpo. You know, he's got a big load to carry in Milwaukee. James Harden, once again, with Houston. He's going to have a big season for Houston to be successful. So there's a bit of a short list there, but I think LeBron's going to have an incredible regular season for the Lakers to be successful, and that's why I would put him as the favorite for being the MVP. So, that's the end of our questions. We love the feedback from you guys, so thanks a lot for getting in touch with us on our social media channels. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and just once again, thanks a lot for listening to our podcast. Get us wherever you get your podcasts from: Spotify, iTunes, Audioboom. Keep listening to us. Give us your feedback. Send us in a review, positive or negative. We love hearing from you guys. And Joe and I will be back with you guys once again very, very soon.